to Hatchery Talks. Thank you for listening to this new podcast series from Royal Pas Reform.
Sometimes we can be so busy following protocols as accurately and efficiently as possible in the hatchery that, when problems arise, it's all too easy to miss vital clues that might be literally under our noses. My advice to everyone is to remember the key golden rule. In the hatchery, use your senses. Look, smell, and listen. Take immediate action if you see, smell, or hear something abnormal. I experienced an excellent example of this just before the recent COVID-19 lockdowns, but the lesson learned remains absolutely valid for managers and staff today. A hatchery got in touch with me about a worrying problem. 3 to 5% of the newly delivered chicks were dying during their first 3 to 5 days on the farm. As I arrived on site, chick boxes were being loaded onto a truck, and even before entering the hatchery, the noise was deafening. The hatchery manager showed me around the hatchery, which was well organized and clean. The routing to the processing room was straightforward and logical. I noticed, however, that most of the doors were open, whereas I would have expected them to be closed. The chick processing room was separated from the room where the chicks were counted, boxed, and spray vaccinated. I stayed a while in the chick processing room, observing the chicken takeoff and selection. The smell was fresh, the chicks looked good, and they were quiet. I also noticed that the shells were clean, an indication that pulling time was correct. The first class saleable chicks that had been selected were placed on a conveyor belt, which moved the chicks through to the next room, where they were counted and spray vaccinated. After leaving the processing room, where the conditions, temperature, and humidity felt comfortable, entering the boxing room was a shock. My immediate reaction was, something is wrong here. First, there was the overwhelming noise made by the chicks in the transport boxes stacked on the trolley, waiting to be transferred to the holding room next door. On closer inspection, I could see that these recently vaccinated chicks were soaking wet, all huddled together, and their feet felt really cold. To make matters worse, the trolley was standing directly in a cold draft, caused by a big fan in the corner of the vaccination room. And in the holding room, the temperature was also too low for the chickens that were still wet from vaccination. No wonder the chicks were not happy and for making so much noise. It didn't take me long to work out what was wrong in this hatchery. The high levels of early mortality during their first week on the farm were due to the vaccination spray being too heavy, and the wet and undercooled chicks then being exposed to cold drafts from fans and open doors. Fortunately, the hatchery technician realized the vaccination error himself, saying, "It'll only take me a few minutes to change the nozzle for one with a finer spray." He also reduced the fluid pressure so that the droplets wouldn't be too fine, and to reduce the amount of water sprayed per chick box. Now, the chicks were just damp after spraying instead of being soaking wet. In the quiet of the canteen, we evaluated the early mortality issue. The hatchery manager concluded that early mortality had become a serious problem after the recent annual check of the vaccination equipment, when the spraying nozzles had been exchanged but not checked afterwards. Since the check, nobody had noticed that the chicks were soaking wet and their body temperature had dropped too low. Despite the noisy protests by the chicks, the dramatic change in viability had come as a surprise. We used our senses and took immediate action. A week later, I received a short message and a picture of happy chicks on the farm. "Problem solved," it said.
Thank you for listening to Hatchery Talks. Hatchery Talks is a new initiative from Royal Pas Reform, bringing together hatchery professionals to share the latest insights, trends, and tips for best hatchery practice. Royal Pas Reform, for the highest number of best quality chicks.